United States men's basketball team set all kinds of records last night in their 83-point defeat of Nigeria in the Olympics. The U.S. actually hit the 100-point mark with 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. The final score, United States 156, Nigeria 73.
This edition of the Summer Games rekindles memories in Arkansas of the most dominant team this country ever sent to the Olympics, the Dream Team. As Evan Day Morrell reports, there was an Arkansas connection to that and other U.S. Olympic teams.
And John Stockton dribbling out the clock. Final seconds. The U.S. has defeated Croatia 117-85, and they have, as expected, won the gold here in Barcelona.
It was the summer of 1992 when the U.S. sent what was considered the ultimate dream team to play basketball at the Barcelona Olympics. Wherever Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Arkansas's own Scottie Pippen, and other marquee names on that roster went, the world seemed to follow. University of Arkansas at Little Rock assistant coach Joe Klein would later play with Jordan and Pippen on the Chicago Bulls and heard stories about what those days were like.
It was madness. You know, people were outside the hotel all day and all night, three or four people deep behind the barricades, just, wanting to get a glimpse of them. So, I mean, it had that kind of rock star, Beatles, you know, on tour kind of thing.
As expected, the Americans won gold, just as Klein had 8 years before when he played for the U.S. basketball team in the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. At that time, the team was made up of players from college teams, including Michael Jordan. Klein says that would all change after an unexpected loss in 1988 to the Soviet Union, which used professional players.
Anytime we lose, that's kind of when it gets the Americans' attention. You know, that's when we win in basketball, it's business as usual. But when we lose and we've lost a couple world championships, that's when it's like, you know, how could they lose? They're Americans. Americans don't lose in basketball.
For decades, Americans had pitted collegians against professionals from other nations. But that loss convinced the powers that be it was in the nation's best interest to include players from the NBA. From 1992 to this summer, the U.S. has won 4 Olympic golds and are the favorite to win again this time. But as its superstars have won gold, they have also propelled the NBA to record profits, which Klein notes has some owners hesitant to allow them to play in future Olympics.
I think the NBA is driving that because they want to protect their star players. I think that they have great investments in a lot of these guys. They would probably prefer them not to be practicing and playing and scrimmaging and playing games all summer long for risk of injury or other things, because it's, you know, the owners want their product, their players, to benefit them monetarily. You know, they don't get money from the Olympics, so the Olympics isn't a big deal to them, you know. Right. But if they can get rake in some cash on the FIBA World Cup, then absolutely they're gonna want to promote that, because there's a little bit of a risk reward thing. Now they're risking their players, but they're being rewarded monetarily.
In this context, NBA Commissioner David Stern has proposed limiting Olympic basketball teams to players 23 years old and younger, with up to 3 age exceptions per team. This is meant to emulate Olympic soccer, where the big money is in the World Cup, not in the Olympics. ULR star player Will Neighbor, a native of England who has played with junior British teams, wanted to try out for the senior British team this year. Although a shoulder injury and surgery sidetracked those plans, he was still hoping to partake in future Olympics. Stern's proposal, though, makes that more of a long shot, one even a superb three-point shooter like Neighbor would have trouble making.
Personally, I would not like it at all, because that's my dream, to play in the Olympics, and I came close this year, then my shoulder happened, so my eyes are already set on 2016, and it would just make everything so much harder for me to make that team. And Olympics is what I want to do. I want to try and play in the Olympics at least once or twice.
Part of Stern's goal is to shift the limelight away from the Olympics and to the other major international basketball tournament, which was recently renamed the FIBA World Cup. NBA superstars of any age would be allowed to play in that competition, but not in the Olympics. Still, ULR's Joel Klein, who experienced the glory of winning Olympic gold firsthand, doesn't think a glorified basketball World Cup would be the same.
it won't overtake the Olympics. I mean, I think the Olympics are too steeped in tradition. It's such a big deal. Again, I believe that they could improve on it, make it better, make it a big time event. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it would be on the magnitude of the Olympics.
In Little Rock, I'm Evan Damorell.
You can read more about this and Evan's story for this week's issue of Sync Magazine. You can also follow Evan at his blog, thesportsseer.com.